Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, I'll tell you, the band Fun is having like the best year ever. Of course, the track We Are Young, covered in Glee, featured in a Super Bowl commercial, and now really a breakout hit this year, really changing all of pop music as far as I'm concerned. The album Sun Nights Again in stores now. And I don't know how he did it, but keyboardist Andrew Dost actually made 10 minutes in the band's very busy schedule to make some time here for the Ralphie Radio Show. Andrew, I really do appreciate the time because I know you guys are busier than ever right now, right?
We are very busy, but I'm still happy to be here. Thanks for talking to me. It's been really, really insane. Even today, like, there's like 7 phone interviews and 2 meet and greets, and people were there to watch our sound check and interview us, and it's been like really insane.
It's funny too, because you're on this tour right now, you're doing smaller, more intimate shows, and this tour, correct me if I'm wrong, it sold out before We Are Young even became a huge hit, right?
Correct, yeah. That's the nice thing about, I guess, our band and our fans is that they've supported us for years without the success of We Are Young. And so this tour, we figured, you know, let's not move these venues up, let's leave it where it is, let's go have a party with all the people that, you know, have been singing along for years, and then in the summer maybe we'll meet some new friends along the way, I guess.
Absolutely, and we'll look forward to those dates too. Andrew from the band Fun joining me here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So let's talk about We Are Young. I recently read an article in Rolling Stone, and I guess the Cliff Notes version behind the track, correct me if I'm wrong, Jack had one too many to drink after going to a Panic at the Disco show in New York. He got kicked out of 2 cabs after he threw up, and voila, We Are Young.
Basically, yeah. I mean, I wasn't there that night, so I can't vouch definitively, but I've never known him to be a liar, so.
But you probably have known him to have maybe one too many on occasion, huh?
I've had a few too many on many occasions, and we all have, unfortunately.
I heard that night vodka cranberry was his weapon of choice.
You know, and I haven't seen him drink it since, so I wonder, you know, I drank Sprite Remix and ate a Twix bar after getting food poisoning, and I barfed it all up, and I've never been able to have any sort of Sprite product ever since. Wonder if that's sort of, if he's just abandoned that drink from now on.
A life-changing evening in more ways than one, I suppose.
Yes.
But obviously, We Are Young now becoming this huge track, and we've been talking about this a lot lately on my show, too, because obviously, as I mentioned at the start, the track was covered in Glee, and we've seen, you know, you guys have licensed your song to Glee, no problem. Another indie rock band, Young the Giant, licensed Cough Syrup, no problem. And then we had this whole kind of, I guess you could call it a semi-controversy with Gotye. He licenses it to him, they cover it, and then he kind of, like, criticizes them. I mean, because I know Young the Giant, they told me they want their music to get out to as many people as possible. Then you have Gotye, he's kind of now, I guess, scaling back as far as remixes and covers. What's your take on it? Are you guys of the group that, you know, you want your music out to as many people as possible, or do you only care about that, like, certain fan base?
You know, I think we're in the middle. Like, it has to be the right placement. We don't want to just say yes to everything. And with Glee, it was a very specific thing because we like Glee. We like musicals. We like Broadway. We like, I guess, the progressive qualities about the show in terms of tolerance. And it was really an easy choice for us. And the same goes for the Chevy commercial during the Super Bowl. We just thought it was really cool. Like, it was artistically done. It highlighted the song in an interesting way. So there have been things that we've said no to as well, but those two things in particular, we artistically stand behind and thought they were really cool.
You mentioned tolerance. That's a great point as well, because I've been reading some of the stories now that are coming up about you guys and the fact that you're going to be speaking out more for LGBT rights. And I feel like I'm in the same boat as you guys in the sense that we're all straight dudes that don't mind talking about these things. I feel like if the LGBT community had more heterosexual allies, we wouldn't need these It Gets Better campaigns because there wouldn't be as many bullies, right?
Yeah, I think any rights that are denied to anyone should offend everybody. That should offend everyone. Any unfairness applies across the board.
Yeah, and you know, obviously you guys are trying to use your platform in the right way. We're talking with Andrew from the band Fun here on the Ralphie Radio Show. When I heard about it, I actually, the first artist that I thought of is Lady Gaga. Were you guys inspired at all by the way she's been able to use her platform?
Absolutely, yeah. She's not only an amazing artist, but she also uses the fact that people are listening to her to say important things that need to be said, and I just think it's really, really cool.
The album, again, is Some Nights. The second single is a title track. We'll feature that a little later tonight with the Daily Download. Andrew from the band Fun, making some time through the band's busy schedule to call into the Ralphie Radio Show. Andrew, congratulations on the success, and hopefully I'll catch up with you guys soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.